Chapter 1. Language Literature. Unit 1. Beatrix Potter, a friend of nature.
Beatrix Potter, an Englishwoman who lived from 1866 to 1943, is best known as the author and illustrator of The Tale of Peter Rabbit. The Tale of Peter Rabbit is a series of tales that has been beloved by children and adults since it was first published in 1902. But more than just becoming a successful writer and artist, Potter also achieved many other accomplishments in her lifetime. For example, she was well known not only for her work in biological science, but also for her efforts as a nature conservationist to preserve the natural beauty of the land. The Tale of Peter Rabbit is Potter's most famous writing. It is the first story in Potter's series of tales about talking animals and their adventures. This tale focuses on Peter Rabbit and his three sisters, Flopsy, Mopsy, and Cottontail, who live with their mother in the roots of a fir tree. In the story, the mischievous Peter Rabbit gets in trouble for stealing vegetables from mean Mr. McGregor's farm. For his mischief, Peter gets chased and then becomes sick from overeating. Before Potter gained fame as a writer and illustrator, she had been very interested in science. She was most interested in studying living things and made a close study of fungi. In her study, she spent most of her time painting pictures of various fungi. At the end of the 19th century, paintings were the only way to preserve records of what various species of fungi looked like. Because of her excellent work, Potter became a famous mycologist, or expert on fungi. She applied to work at England's most famous botanical garden, but sadly was turned down because she was a woman. Potter's The Tale of Peter Rabbit series was very popular. Due to its success, Potter became wealthy enough to buy land in England's Lake District. She bought the land to protect the area's natural landscape from being destroyed by further development. In her later years, Potter lived in the Lake District and enjoyed spending time in the beautiful countryside. When she died in 1943, her ashes were spread there and scattered all over the place she loved so much.